Question from Ian, who is in Sprouston. He says, what makes our hair turn grey? And is it true that things like fright and stress can make that happen? Well, Ian, the reason hair goes grey is that hair naturally is a white colour. That's the colour of the protein, keratin, which hair is made from. And you have in the hair follicle, which is a special ring of stem cells in the surface of your head, under your arms and in other places on the body, cells called melanocytes, which make melanin, the same stuff that gives you a suntan when you go out in the sun. And melanocytes add to the hair melanin. In fact, they add different chemical forms of melanin, pheomelanin and eumelanin. And this is a dark colour. And so depending upon what ratios of these things you put in and how much of it is in the hair goes darker. So if you have, for some reason, a loss of those melanocytes, they stop making the melanin, then the hair goes back to its natural white colour. So basically what happens is as we age, the melanocytes burn out in the hair follicles, they stop making this particular chemical, and as a result, you unfortunately go grey. As to whether it happens overnight, I think you looked into this, Kat, and the question was, it's more likely that people's hair might fall out and then it comes back white because they were going to go grey anyway.
Exactly, it's something like that. It's very unlikely to happen over such a short length of time. There's no real biological mechanism there.
Thank you, Kat. Well, that's it for this week. Very big thank you to you for joining in with the show, and thank you to our production team, Ben Vowsler, Maricinthe Lingham, Tom Simpkins and Diana O'Carroll. Next week, of course, we're going to be looking at the science of the superbug and new ways to tackle things like MRSA. Do join us if you can.
The Naked Scientist podcast is supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC and UK FAST. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientist.com.